This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is 11 a.m. April 23rd. This is Commissioner Nelson. I'll be chairing the meeting. On the telephone is Commissioner Feagin. Let me just check again. Commissioner Hansen, have you joined us? Okay, I'm not hearing Commissioner Hansen. We will go ahead. We do have a quorum, so we will move ahead. We have one item on this ad hoc agenda. It is AA-19-002, the establishment of the gross receipts tax levy for fiscal year 2020. And the question is, shall the commission establish a gross receipts tax rate for fiscal year 2020 at 0.0015% or $250, whichever is greater, is authorized in SDCL 49-1A-3, or how shall the commission proceed? Do we have anybody who wishes to speak on this issue? I see Ms. Chemnitz.
Thank you, Chairman Nelson. I'm Cindy Chemnitz with staff. As I stated in the letter I submitted to the commission on Thursday, April 11th, I'm requesting that the gross receipts tax levy be set at 0.0015 or $250 per company, whichever is greater.
Questions from the commission. Commissioner Feagin, any questions?
No questions.
Commissioner Hansen, have you joined us? Not hearing any responses.
I think Commissioner Hansen, for the public, he has a family emergency and a funeral, so I'm sure things are a little chaos at his house right now.
I do have a question, Ms. Chemnitz. So I'm looking at the PUC's budget brief from this legislative session, and it has the gross receipts tax fund balances for the last 5 years. What is, at this point, your estimated estimate for the fund balance at the end of FYA 2019?
Thank you for that question. This is Cindy Chemnitz again. My projected June 30th cash balance is $2.2 million.
You said 2.2?
Correct.
And that's in the budget, and the amount a year ago was 3.1 million. So we are literally looking at $900,000 less.
My projection does not include any of the gross receipts tax that we would collect between May 1 and June 30th. If we receive, so I should probably step back. Let's say we receive about 60%, which we received about 58% last year. I'm sorry, then it would be almost $3.3 million.
Okay. Yeah, I need to compare apples and apples.
Okay.
So that's,
so,
what,
yep,
that's hence my question. And so looking at, again, going back to our budget brief, the 60-month average was about $3.2 million. And so it appears that we're really pretty stable, it looks like, over the last 5 years. If we were to adopt the 0.0015, do we have an estimate for where we might be at the end of FY20?
I did not do that projection. What I can tell you is that the 0.0015 or the $250 would bring in about $1.76 million. Our budget for 2020 is $2 million. So, I mean, we would collect less than what our budget is. So that could take our cash balance down slightly.
Okay, but and those are exactly the numbers I needed. It might take us down slightly, but we're still going to be in the neighborhood of where we've been for the last 5 years. And so what that tells me is that we're in a relatively stable position, and so I appreciate that. Commissioner Feagin, did that spur any questions?
No questions.
Do we have a motion?
Interim Chairman or Vice Chairman Nelson, I move to adopt the PUC staff's recommendation on the gross receipts tax.
Discussion on the motion.
Levy. You know, I do think this is actually probably conservative because we never know what our chargeback dockets are. And in the future, our gross receipts tax, you just never know how that may change in the future. So I appreciate staff's recommendation and bringing it to us.
And I will say in the past, I've not supported this high of a levy and would certainly like to see a lower level. But it looks like this level, this levy, will maintain this fund really kind of as it has been for the last 4 or 5 years. And, you know, we can do another reevaluation of it a year from now to determine if we're collecting too much money. But I think for now, let's maintain as is. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Commissioner Hansen, have you joined us? Not hearing a response there. Commissioner Nelson votes aye. The motion is carried. Public comment. There is no public here to comment. Any other items for the good of the order? The next regular commission meeting will be Thursday, May 2nd at 1:30 p.m. And this Thursday evening we'll be in Miller for a public input meeting. Is there a motion?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye.